What is Cambo? Cambo, also Sapo, is the dried skin secretion of the Amazonian giant monkey frog, Phyllomedusa bicolor. In the ritual, small, superficial burns are made on the skin, and the reconstituted paste is dabbed on, sending a wave of bioactive peptides into the lymph and blood. It is not a psychedelic, sir, there are no hallucinations. Instead, it causes an intense, brief reaction. Facial flushing, racing heart, a plunge in blood pressure, swelling, and forceful vomiting purging, followed by an afterglow. The effects come from frog peptides, phylochirolin, phylomedusin, phylokinin, sauvagine, and the powerful opioids dermorphin and deltorphin, acting on the gut, cardiovascular, stress, and opioid systems. It has genuine indigenous roots as Amazonian hunting magic, but no clinical trials prove any medical benefit, and it carries real dangers: documented deaths, seizures from water intoxication, and cardiac and esophageal injury. Education, not medical or use advice. There is a corner of the psychedelic and sacred medicine world that involves no psychedelics at all, and Cambo sits at its strange, intense center. It is not eaten, not smoked, and not inhaled. It is burned into the skin. A practitioner touches a glowing vine tip to the arm or leg, lifts off the top layer of skin, and smears on a paste made from the dried secretion of a large green Amazonian tree frog. Within seconds, the body reacts as if it has met something genuinely dangerous, because in a sense it has. This is education, not medical advice. And Cambo is a substance where that distinction matters more than almost anywhere else we write. Cambo belongs to the same family of intense, ceremonial, purgative traditions as ayahuasca and the animal-derived medicines like 5-MeO-DMT from the Sonoran toad. But it is pharmacologically unique. Where those work on the brain's serotonin machinery, Cambo works on the body, the gut, the blood vessels, the stress axis, and the opioid receptors. Understanding it means setting aside the language of trips entirely and looking at one of the most remarkable peptide cocktails in nature. Educational overview only, not medical or use advice. What Cambo actually is. Cambo is the dried defensive skin secretion of Phyllomedusa bicolor, the giant monkey frog or giant leaf frog, a large lime-green nocturnal tree frog found across the Amazon basin of Brazil, Peru, Colombia, Bolivia, and the Guianas. Like many amphibians, the frog produces a potent chemical cocktail in its skin as a defense against predators and microbes. Indigenous peoples learn to harvest that secretion, dry it onto sticks, and use it. And it is that dried material, reconstituted with a little water or saliva into a paste, that is called Cambo, or in some regions, Sapo. Crucially, it is applied to the skin, not ingested. The peptides are too fragile to survive the stomach, so the ritual delivers them through fresh, superficial burns straight into the lymphatic system and bloodstream. Schmidt et al.'s Scientific Reports 2020. The most important thing to say up front, because the marketing obscures it, is that Cambo is not psychedelic. In the largest survey of users to date, researchers measured participants on standard altered states and mystical experience scales and found no psychedelic-type distortions of perception or thinking and no serotonergic activity, Schmidt et al., 2020. Whatever Cambo is, it is not a cousin of psilocybin or LSD. It is a physiological event, not a visionary one. The frog and the forest, indigenous origins. Cambo's documented roots lie with indigenous peoples of the upper Amazon, most firmly the Matseys, also called Mayoruna, of the Peru-Brazil borderlands, with use also described among the Katukina, Kaxinawa, Huni Queen, and Yawanawa. Traditionally, it was hunting magic. Taken before a hunt to sharpen the senses, steady the hands, increase stamina, and, in the indigenous framing, to strip away panema, a word originally meaning bad luck in hunting, that urban practitioners have since broadened toward something like a spiritual heaviness or laziness, Schmidt et al. In 2020. The scientific study of the frog itself began with the Italian pharmacologist Vittorio Erspemer, who in the late 20th century isolated and named many of its peptides and recognized that this small frog carried a pharmacological library of startling potency. One detail that matters ethically and ecologically. In the traditional practice, the frog is not killed. It is gently tied by the limbs to four small stakes, the secretion is scraped from its back onto a wooden stick, and the animal is then released, physically unharmed. Williams, Swinburne, The Conversation, 2023. Philomedusa bicolor is currently listed as least concern by the IUCN, though the global spread of Cambo tourism raises reasonable questions about pressure on wild populations and the welfare of the frogs. The ritual: burns, water, and the purge. A Cambo session follows a recognizable shape. The recipient typically drinks a quantity of water beforehand. The practitioner burns several small superficial points into the skin, on the arm, leg, or chest, using a smoldering stick or vine. The survey average was around 7 points, though the number varies widely between traditional and neo-shamanic practice. The reconstituted Cambo paste is dabbed onto these open points, and absorption begins almost immediately. What follows is fast and physical. Within seconds to a couple of minutes come a rush of heat and facial flushing, a pounding, racing heart, and a dramatic drop in blood pressure that can cause dizziness or fainting, followed by a compensatory surge in heart rate. The face, lips, and eyelids often swell. Practitioners nickname this frog face. Then the gut takes over. Intense nausea, forceful vomiting, often diarrhea, streaming eyes and nose. The acute phase is usually brief, on the order of 5 to 30 minutes, occasionally longer, after which the storm passes, and many users report an afterglow of energy, lightness, and mental clarity. Thompson and Williams, Toxicology Research and Application, 2022. In the traditional frame, the purge is understood as expelling panema. In physiological terms, as we will see, it is the direct action of the frog's peptides on the gut and blood vessels. UTW psilocybin mushroom treats. The pharmacology, a storm of peptides. Here's what makes Cambo genuinely fascinating to a neuroscience-minded reader. Its effects are not mystical, and they are not toxins leaving the body. They are precise peptide pharmacology, a coordinated assault on several of the body's signaling systems at once. The secretion contains a suite of bioactive peptides, and each has a job. All figures and effects below from Thompson and Williams, 2022. Phylocaeruline, a caeruline CCK-type peptide, dilates blood vessels, driving the hypotension and reflex tachycardia, and powerfully stimulates gastric and pancreatic secretion while contracting the stomach, gallbladder, and gut. It is a key engine of the early nausea and vomiting. Phelimedesin, a tachykinin acting on NK1 receptors, produces strong vasodilation and hypotension and lights up the salivary glands, tear ducts and intestines, the streaming eyes, runny nose, and bowel emptying. P. bicolor carries far more of it than related frogs. Phylokinin, a bradykinin-related peptide, B2 receptors, drops blood pressure and increases the leakiness of capillaries, both helping the other peptides cross into the blood at the burn sites and producing the heat, redness, and facial edema of frog face. Sauvagine resembles corticotropin-releasing factor, CRF, the master hormone of the stress axis. In animals, it raises ACTH, cortisol, catecholamines, glucose, and beta endorphins, and prolongs the blood pressure drop. Dermorphin is an extraordinarily potent mu-opioid agonist, estimated at 40 to 1,000 times the potency of morphine depending on the tissue, and deltorphin I and II are among the most selective delta-opioid agonists known. These opioid peptides likely contribute to the analgesia, the afterglow, and some of the nausea. Dermaseptins and adenoregulin are broad-spectrum antimicrobial peptides, the source of much of the natural antibiotic hype, though their real clinical relevance from a brief skin application is unproven. Erspemer's most celebrated discovery was structural. The opioid peptides dermorphin and deltorphin contain a D-amino acid, a mirror image building block almost unheard of in animal proteins. At the second position, Erspemer et al. Ur. Pannas, 1989. That unusual residue makes these opioids far more resistant to enzymatic breakdown than ordinary peptides, which is exactly why they remain such attractive templates for drug design. It is worth being precise, though. Cambo's peptides as a group are still short-lived and act only briefly at low systemic concentrations. The intense purge is the peptides working on the body for a few minutes, not a mystical detox, not a psychedelic, and not toxins leaving the body. Two myths are worth dismantling directly. The first is that Cambo is some kind of powerful hallucinogen. it is not, and the data are clear that it produces no perceptual or thought distortions and engages no serotonergic pathway. The opposite of the classic psychedelics that act on the 5-HT2A receptor. The second is that the vomiting represents purging toxins. The vomiting is a direct pharmacological effect of phylloxylin and the tachyconins on the gut and brainstem, a peptide-triggered reflex, not evidence of poison being cleansed. Naming the mechanism honestly does not diminish the experience. It just replaces folklore with physiology. The experience, intense, brief, and not for everyone. Users consistently describe Cambo as one of the most physically intense experiences they have had, and also one of the shortest. The reaction crescendos quickly, the purge arrives, and within a half hour or so, the acute phase subsides, often into a reported sense of lightness, energy, and clarity. Advocates value it precisely for that contrast. A brief ordeal, followed by a clear-headed afterglow. But it is emphatically not a gentle wellness ritual. The cardiovascular swing alone, a sharp drop in blood pressure followed by racing heart, is a serious stress on the body. And the intensity that enthusiasts prize is the same intensity that makes Cambo dangerous for the wrong person in the wrong setting. The danger is real. Water, the heart, and death. This is the part the marketing tends to skip, and it is the reason we treat Cambo with unusual caution. Documented case reports link Cambo participation to hepatitis, psychosis, prolonged vomiting, hyponatremia, seizures, esophageal rupture, cardiac arrest, and death. Thompson and Williams, 2022, Williams, 2023. Two mechanisms of serious harm stand out: water intoxication, hyponatremia, SIADH. The single best documented lethal pathway has nothing to do with the frog directly and everything to do with the pre-ritual water drinking. Practitioners often instruct participants to drink large volumes of water, and Cambo's peptides can drive the body to retain that water, the syndrome of inappropriate antidiuretic hormone secretion, SIADH. The result is dangerously diluted blood sodium, which swells the brain. In a 2016 case in Toxicon, a woman who drank roughly 6 liters of water during a Cambo ritual developed severe hyponatremia with confusion, seizure, and loss of consciousness before being corrected. Liban et al. Toxicon, 2016. In 2025, physicians reported the first case of Cambo-linked brain death from exactly this cascade: overhydration, hyponatremia, and fatal cerebral edema, Correas, 2025. Cardiac and esophageal injury. In Australia, two deaths brought Cambo into the courts and the headlines. Natasha Lechner, 39, died during a home Cambo session in 2019 after an acute cardiac event, and Yarad Antonovich, 46, died in 2021 with an inquest pointing to a perforated esophagus, likely caused by the violent vomiting. A 2025 systematic review of Cambo-associated fatalities underscored the pattern: sudden cardiac death and esophageal rupture against a backdrop of tachycardia, blood pressure swings, and gastrointestinal distress, Correas Systematic Review, 2025. People with heart conditions and anyone pregnant or on interacting medications are at particular risk, and there is no antidote once a reaction goes wrong. And the benefit side of that ledger? As of 2026, there are still no controlled clinical trials demonstrating that Cambo treats any disease. The health claims that it cures depression, addiction, chronic illness, or cleanses the body remain anecdotal. That combination, real and occasionally fatal risk against unproven benefit, is why we cover Cambo as a subject to understand rather than a practice to recommend. Educational context only, not medical or use advice. Legality in 2026, Cambo occupies a legal gray zone that varies sharply by country. In the United States, it contains no scheduled compounds and is not federally controlled, which leaves it largely unregulated. Practitioners operate in the same murky space as other alternative treatments, and enforcement has generally come through practicing medicine without a license or health claim rules rather than drug law. U.S. authorities have, however, warned about the risks. The U.S. Embassy in Peru issued a health alert in January 2025, advising citizens against Cambo and ayahuasca. Australia went furthest. After the deaths noted above, the Therapeutic Goods Administration listed Cambo as a Schedule 10 poison in October 2021. a category reserved for substances of such danger to health as to warrant prohibition, effectively banning it, The Guardian 2021. Even in Brazil, Cambo's homeland, its commercial marketing is restricted. Elsewhere, the picture is patchy and evolving. Verify current law where you live. This is not legal advice. The honest bottom line. Cambo is one of the most striking substances in the whole sacred medicine landscape, precisely because it breaks the usual rules. It is not a psychedelic. It produces no visions. Its power is not in the mind, but in the body. A brief, brutal, tightly choreographed peptide storm that a green Amazonian frog evolved to repel predators, repurposed by human beings into ritual. The science is genuinely remarkable. Dermorphin and deltorphin rank among the most potent and selective opioids ever found, and the frog's antimicrobial peptides remain of real research interest. But the honest reckoning has two sides. The traditional lineage is real and deserves respect. The modern wellness framing that sells Cambo as a safe cleansing cure-all is not. There are documented deaths, a plausible and preventable water intoxication mechanism, real cardiac and esophageal risk, and no clinical evidence of benefit. Understand the frog medicine for the extraordinary piece of natural pharmacology it is, and take its dangers exactly as seriously as the pharmacology deserves. OOTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Cambo is a physically intense practice with documented serious harms, including hyponatremia from overdrinking water, seizures, cardiac events, esophageal rupture, and death. It is banned in some jurisdictions and has no proven medical benefit. It should never be combined with excessive water loading, and it is especially dangerous for people with heart conditions, those who are pregnant, or those on interacting medications. This article is not a guide to using any substance. If you are in crisis, contact a local emergency line or the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline US. This article is education, not medical advice.